All right, who read the bulletin and read the sermon title? Too late, Tracy. Exactly. The William Tell Overture is going through your mind, because even Tonto and the Lone Ranger had to be together. He called the Lone Ranger, but he wasn't the Lone Ranger. Now, for you old timers who have no idea what that picture means, there you go. The Lone Ranger wasn't lone. There's a reason for that. We can't do this world alone. And everything in God's holy scripture tells us that over and over and over, and perhaps none more plainly than in this Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse, if you would please stand. Two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. They get a better return for their labor. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But people who are alone when they fall are in real trouble. And on a cold night, two under the same blanket can gain warmth from each other. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. All right, let me start out by saying what this sermon is not. This sermon is not about marriage, okay? Because this is not speaking of a life partner. This is speaking of human beings trying to live in isolation. You know, in America, we have a myth that particularly is forced on our male children, that you're supposed to be independent, that you're supposed to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, that it is a sign of weakness if you ask for help, right? Yeah, men, look at me. Were you not told this? Did somebody somewhere along the way not tell you this? Maybe yesterday? Yeah. And it is a lie. No human being on this planet ever achieved anything on their own. Ever. No matter who you are, no matter what really great idea you came up with, Bill Gates could not have built Microsoft without the help of others. He couldn't do it by himself. Now, he may have had the idea, but no one can do it by themselves. No one becomes who God created them to be by themselves. It's just not possible. No one is actually independent. And we need each other. And this scripture tells us why we need each other. And the first part that it brings up is you get more than just the sum of the parts if you're working together. Think of it in terms of 1 + 1 = 5. Because if I'm working by myself, and Betty's working by herself, and John's working by himself, then we have three people doing things, and we could get something done. But you put the three of us together, not only would the room probably explode, but We have all of these wonderful things that can happen because when we work together, it's more than just one plus one. We even created a word for it called synergy. It's when we work together and get a greater return than any of us could get by ourselves. It's one of the reasons that I love the United Methodist Church, because we are connected. We are not independent, because all of us together can do more than any one church could do by itself. And we have proved that over and over and over. We need each other for both encouragement and accountability. People, when they are alone, will do things, or when they feel alone, will do things that they would never do if somebody was there that knew them. It's just so easy to fall into that trap. When you're by yourself, you say, well, nobody will ever know. And you can be by yourself in a crowd, by the way. That's one of the reasons we have this mob mentality, because there's anonymity in a mob, and people will participate in things that they would never do, if they weren't in that mob. See, we need to hold each other accountable. That way, if one of us starts falling over into the pit, there's somebody there to keep us safe. Somebody to pull us out if we actually do fall in. There's always that need for accountability. But not just accountability. I don't know. I'm sure that most of you haven't noticed this, but it's a hard life. It really is. It's a hard life. And where would we be without someone encouraging us? Where would you be without somebody saying it's going to be okay? Where would you be without somebody saying, yeah, but it's all right, you know, tomorrow's another day? Where would you be without someone encouraging you? No matter where you are right now, you would not have gotten this far without some encouragement. One of the most important things we can do for our children is to encourage them. Encourage them. Because we've got a whole world out there dragging people down. The entire advertising industry is based on telling you you're not good enough. That's why you have to buy something, you see, because you're not good enough as you are. We need people to say, you know, not so much that you don't have to change or you don't have to do anything, but that it's possible, and the best changes have nothing to do with how much money's in your wallet. It's about encouraging people to become all they can be. And folks, you have to do that to yourself too, by the way. Let the Holy Spirit encourage you. Comfort. Talking about, you know, two under the blanket. Have you ever been camping? Who's been camping? Let me see your hand. All right. Leave your hand up. How many of you got cold? Yeah. Now, I didn't see any hands drop.
That's why they call it three dog nights.
Yeah, three dog nights. Because, you know, it's in the middle of summer, you know, and your mother made you take that sleeping bag, and you thought, it is so hot, I'm not going to need that, but you do. And I remember once I was a Girl Scout, and we were camping, and it got so cold that we all went into this huge lodge, and even that wasn't enough, and we ended up zipping our sleeping bags together to stay warm, because we were cold. We need the comfort of warmth. We need to comfort each other. You know, it's a fine, wonderful thing, you know, when something happens, you know, to lift somebody up out of the pit and encourage them. But sometimes, men, listen, I want every man's eyes. This is really, really important. This will make your life easier. It's not just about encouraging and solving the problem. It's about comfort. That woman is looking for comfort. Don't try to fix it. Give comfort. Because what happens is, we think, you know, it's fine to, you know, to lift somebody up and say, all right, you can do it, but don't walk away. Sometimes the world is so hard, we need a hug. Men as well as women. Yeah. But women have this better than men, John. They really do. It's one of those man things. It's that extra Y chromosome. It messes you all up. It's all about being comforting. Giving people comfort. Being the shoulder for somebody to cry on. And ladies, your husbands need that too. They're so busy. They're so busy being, you know, the big, strong, brave man. They need comfort. They do. Because this is not in Scripture. This is not in Scripture. This is just Susan. But I think men have a harder time on this planet than women do. I really do. Because it is so difficult to know how to be a man in the 21st century. It really is. It's very, very difficult. And they need comfort. We need to protect each other. There is absolutely nothing better than knowing somebody's got your back. That is just one of the most important things, is to know somebody has got your back. And I'm not talking about, in this case, physical enemies. You know, I'm not talking about two people walking down the street and warding off muggers, although you are less likely to be mugged if you're not by yourself. But I'm talking about the enemy. I'm talking about the enemy of all of us. I am talking about the devil. And if you are off on your own, by yourself, he can have a heyday with you. He really can. He can have a heyday. He can put all this stuff in your head, and there's nobody there to negate it. He can tempt you with all these things, and there's nobody there to help you say no. Your grandfather will never stop smoking on his own. It's going to take all the family helping in any way he'll let you. Because we can't do it by ourselves. We need somebody to have our back. We need that. We all need somebody we can trust. If you don't have somebody that you can trust, I promise you there's a trustworthy person out there. You will find them. Don't isolate yourself. And if somebody has betrayed your trust, going back to last week's sermon, get over it. And keep trusting. You know, trust somebody else maybe, but but keep trusting. Because we've got to have protection, because it is a dangerous world. One of my favorite parts of this scripture is the three cords braided together can't be very easily broken. The more you have, the better. But even if you only had that one person, all it takes is you, them, and God. That's all it takes. And it can be you and God until, you know, you find that other person. That's okay. But all of us have somebody in our life. Like I say, it's not about marriage. This is about being together with people in every sense of that word, not just, you know, being in the group, but actually being a part of other people's lives. I have found that when I had a whole bevy of friends around me, that no matter what came, I was strong. It's those times when I start feeling isolated that I'm weak. It's those times when I feel lonely. Never felt lonely till I got in my 50s. Isn't that odd? But I never felt lonely at all until I got in my 50s. And every once in a while, that comes. And I just go, where'd this come from? I was like, you know, happier not knowing about this. But it does happen. And I find that it's when I have spent more time alone than usual. Alone, not necessarily away from people, but alone. It's all about having the strength for the journey. I have a dear friend named Regina Shelton. Love Regina. She puts it together like this. She says it's a great life if you don't weaken. And that's the truth. It's a great life. And it can be a great life. You know, Christianity is not about the pie in the sky by and by, folks. It's about having a good life right now. And helping other people have a good life right now. It's all about now. Not just out there somewhere. It's right now. You can have a great life right now. You can start becoming the best you can ever be right now. But you can't do it alone. It's not possible. So if you are feeling isolated, if you have cut yourself off because you've been hurt, if you sometimes sit in a room full of people but never felt more alone, then this is for you. God loves you. And I promise you, even if you've never been in this church before, we love you too. And there's not a thing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And we are willing to be your family. We really are. Those are not empty words. Don't go through this alone. Because we're here. God is here. And it's a good life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.